Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimble. On this day, April 2nd, 2004, Paul Atkinson, guitarist for The Zombies, loses his battle with liver and kidney disease. He is 58. The band's biggest hits include She's Not There, Tell Her No, and Time of the Season. On this day in 1997, singer Joni Mitchell is reunited with Caloran Gibb, the daughter she gave up for adoption 32 years earlier. On this day in 1980, at the Canadian equivalent of the Grammys, Anne Murray wins 4 Juno Awards, including Best Single for I Just Fall in Love Again. The show's host, Burton Cummings, former lead singer of the Guess Who, is named Top Male Vocalist. On this day in 1977, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours is number one on the Billboard album chart, where it stays for 31 weeks. Worldwide, the LP would sell over 25 million copies. On this day in 1967, the Beatles are photographed with a photo collage and wax figures from Madame Tussauds Museum for the cover artwork for their soon-to-be-released album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Before the album sleeve is printed, figures of Adolf Hitler and Jesus Christ are removed. On this day in 1966, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass become the first act to have 4 LPs in the top 10 on the Billboard album chart. And on this day, April 2nd, 1965, a band that is part of the British invasion records a song that was put together rather quickly after American audiences wanted to know more about the swaying motion the lead singer seemed to do on stage. Although it reached number 18 in the U.S., it is dismissed as silly in Britain and never released. Who's the band? Who's the lead singer? What's the title of this silly hit? The answer's right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go!
On this day, April 2nd, 1965, a British band records a song that was put together quickly after American audiences wanted to know more about the swaying motion that lead singer Fred Garrity seemed to do on stage. Although it reached number 18 in the U.S., it is dismissed as silly in the U.K. and never released. Here's Freddie and the Dreamers and Do the Freddie.
Hear the happy feet dancing to the beat of the Freddie.